For probably the last year, I've been reading and studying about the last words that Jesus spoke. I shared a little bit on a Wednesday night, I think. It's been probably about a year ago. And so I've got a series together of words that was spoken by Christ, and it will bring us up to Easter Sunday, minus next week when the ambassadors are here. These three words that Jesus says are addressed to God, the Father, and four of the words that he says are addressed to people around him. This relation we have with the Father and each other. Our text this morning's in Luke chapter 23, verse 33 through 34. It says, when they came to the place called the skull, they there crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. Heavenly Father, let our ears be open to hear your words today. Speak through me, Lord. Let it not be my words, but your words. Lord, open up our hearts that we may receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. So how could you forgive in a situation like that? Would you forgive? We find these words there, they crucified him. Just a simple statement. There they crucified him. And you know, I can't begin to imagine how angry I would be. What agony though he went through, what he endured while he was upon the cross, but we know the story. We're familiar with the story. We've probably watched the movie The Passion. We've read it. We've heard it preached over and over again for years. The physical suffering would have been horrifying. By the time he got to the cross, he had been beaten and almost dead. His back had been torn to shreds by the whip, and his face was disfigured and swollen where they had ripped out his beard. On his head, a crown of thorns stuck and were pressed into his skin. And he was just really a shell of a man. They laid the cross out on the ground, and they laid the body of Jesus on it, and they pierced his hands and his feet by driving spikes through them all. And there they crucified him. You know, what happened that day is a horrendous thing to think about. Yet Jesus said these words, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So how would you forgive in this situation? How would you forgive in a situation like that? Here it was, Jesus. He prays. His prayer is short and his prayer is to the point. He says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. This prayer is what I'd like to examine this morning. It is a prayer of relationship. And Jesus said, Father, what a powerful word is that coming from the lips of Jesus. It's the first word that was spoken by him as he hung on the cross. It's Father. It's a word of relationship beyond any other relationship. No one used this term like Jesus used this term. God the Father has an extremely intimate relationship with God the Son. One of the mysteries that we know is that Jesus was fully God and yet he was fully man. He had a oneness with the Father, yet at the same time this separateness from the Father. But no matter what he was going through, he consistently looked to the Father. And in John 10:30, "I and the Father am one," he says. Jesus spoke as being one with the Father. I like the fact that we can call on God the Father also, don't you? Amen? I like it when we can say together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen. Who taught us to pray like that? Do you remember? It was Jesus. He said, "When you pray, pray like this, our Father." He is our Father because we can have a special relationship with Him because of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, the prophets of old, they didn't pray like that. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob didn't pray like that. Moses didn't pray like that. David didn't pray like that. For centuries, no one addressed God in such an intimate way. Then Jesus, the only begotten Son, cries out, "Father." You know, as Christ hung upon the cross, robbed of human flesh, wrongly accused and beaten, he prayed to the one he knew he could always count on. That's his Father. You see, the prayer is about a relationship. It's about faith. It's about hope. It's about trust. It's about knowing the one who knows us best. The one who will never leave us or forsake us. Amen? The one who will walk with us even though the valley of the shadow of death is with us, around us, even though we walk there. Jesus is hanging upon the cross. He is beaten and he is bloody and he is bruised and he could hardly move, but he still has the power to say, "The Father is on my side." He could still cry out to the Father, and that's exactly what he did. "Father." It's a prayer of relationship with the one that he knew could change everything. But that's not all that he did. He prayed for forgiveness. "Father, forgive." You know, I wonder if this had been you or me, you or I, hanging upon that cross, I don't think forgiveness would be the first thing on our minds. I would have prayed about the pain of the cross. I think I would have prayed about the injustice of the cross. I would have prayed that God would set things right, that my prayer would have been directed towards my needs and my desires to escape my suffering. My prayer would have been about revenge. But Christ didn't concern himself with his physical well-being. He's not praying that the suffering might end. He's not seeking a means to escape. He's praying for the needs of those who are responsible for his crucifixion. "Father, forgive." You know, Christ could have prayed for anything at that moment. You know, we sing a song, He could have sent 10,000 angels. Remember that song? He could have prayed for anything at that moment. But He prayed, Father, forgive them. He could have prayed, Father, take away this pain. Father, lessen my suffering. Father, give me strength. But He didn't. He prayed for mankind's greatest need. And He prayed for forgiveness. Father, please forgive them. He knew that people needed this forgiveness. It's the same today as it was back then. You know, there's lots of people today who don't think they need forgiveness. But they do. Amen. There are those who have wronged somebody or been wrong themselves, and there are those who have hurt someone or hurt themselves, and there are those who have been mean and ugly and all that, and they know they've hurt other people, but yet they don't feel like they need forgiveness, but they do. They refuse the forgiveness that's offered to them. Jesus said, Father, forgive. As Christ endured the torments of the cross, His genuine passion was revealed. His desire was to see men receive forgiveness. His desire was to see men receive salvation. His passion was to provide for their redemption. His passion was their forgiveness. In the Old Testament, it says it like this in Isaiah 53:5, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. The first words from the cross are for forgiveness. They are for salvation. And this prayer is a prayer of forgiveness, but it's also a prayer of identity. Who was Jesus talking about when He said, Father, forgive them? Who are them? You know, I think those who were responsible for His death, those who put Him on the cross. And if I asked you who was responsible, I think we could look at what it says. It was the Roman soldiers, maybe. They were the ones who crucified Him. They were the ones who drove the nails in His hands and His feet. And they're the ones who killed Him. But what about Pilate? Isn't Pilate responsible for it too? Isn't he the one who washed his hands of the whole situation, but he still allowed Jesus to be taken to be crucified? Didn't he kill Jesus too? What about Judas? Didn't Judas help kill Jesus? He was with Jesus for 3 years, 3.5 years, and yet he betrayed Him. And didn't he help kill Jesus too? But what about all the leaders of the Jewish nation? What about all the Jews? They came to Jesus in the first place and wanted to see Him crucified. Aren't they guilty too? Aren't they the ones who wanted Jesus killed from the start? Aren't they the ones who plotted to see Him dead? Aren't they responsible for His death? But what we find, it's all of them together. But it doesn't stop there. Because there's a sense that all of us are them. We didn't live at the time when Jesus was alive, but all of us are guilty. All of us are responsible. All of us sent Jesus to the cross For Jesus went to the cross because of sin. And who's sitting here today can say I'm sinless? All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. It is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Romans 3:12. If forgiveness is to come, Jesus needed to go to the cross. And that's what Hebrews tells us. With blood, almost all things are purified according to the law. And apart from blood shedding, forgiveness does not come. In Hebrews 9:22. And it's my sin. It's my sin that sent him to the cross. And Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive Randy. Father, forgive him. There's even more to this prayer. It's a prayer of unawareness. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. I've had my moments in life where I didn't know what I was doing. When many had been exposed to the truth, there were those who had heard the teachings of Jesus. They followed him around and listened to him. They've even acknowledged that he was not like any other man. They knew that Jesus was special, and yet they rejected him. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. You know, there are those in this world who call themselves Christians, but they really are not. They may wear a cross around their neck, but it's only a piece of jewelry. They may even go to church on Sunday, but they live like the devil on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They don't take the teachings of Jesus seriously, and in their hearts they have no concern or desire to be godly or holy at all. But Jesus says, Father, forgive them, because they just don't know what they're doing. There's many in this world who just don't have a clue about the true nature of what it means to be in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. They have a form of godliness, but nothing inside of them. They're unaware that Jesus is the Messiah. They're unaware that Jesus is the Savior of the world. But they have not looked at Him. They have not looked for Him. They don't search for that relationship with Jesus that He so much desires. They're comfortable where they're at, complacent in their own religion. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Our Lord knows that He is the hope for all humanity, and apart from Him, there is no forgiveness of sin. And without Him, all would remain condemned before God. Christ prayed for mercy upon sinful people. Father, please forgive them. for they do not know what they're doing. He wanted them to have this opportunity of salvation and forgiveness of sin. And finally, he prays for completeness. Many who look upon Jesus' death then, they looked at it as a failure. And Jesus had talked about being the Son of God, and he talked about his kingdom reigning forever, and he'd even talked about life, eternal life. And now to them it appears that all this talk was all in vain. And the whole thing appears to be nothing more than a tragic mistake. There was no royal crown, only a crown of thorns. There are no crowds of followers, only a mob who cries out for his crucifixion. And many, I think, thought that this was the end of it all. But we know that it was not. Amen. We know the story doesn't end there. We know that the rest of the story, the world may not understand it, but we do. Amen?
Amen.
And I hope you leave here today understanding what this is all about. We understand that Jesus was God's Son. We understand that Jesus was faithful to the Father. We understand that Jesus was obedient to the Father, and he was obedient even unto death on the cross. We understand that by his death we have life, and we have life eternally. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that something to shout about? Isn't that something to be thankful for? Isn't it something to encourage us to share that gospel with everyone that we meet? We don't have to live like that. Jesus' first words from the cross were, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." This sacrifice has been made. Forgiveness is offered and salvation is offered to all who will call upon the name of the Lord. The scripture says all, not just some, not just a few, not just those who are chosen, but all who will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." There's been a lot of misunderstanding in that scripture, and I think the disciples didn't get it when he said it. But when we know the story, we understand what Jesus was saying, "Take up your cross and follow me." And so I would say, how do you forgive? How do you forgive when the situation is horrific and awful? And how do you forgive when the situation is cruel? It's dismaying. And how do you forgive when the situation is offensive and unnerving and not understandable? Wicked in some ways. How do you forgive? You forgive like Jesus did. We forgive because Jesus did. Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. We take up our cross and we follow him. We follow him in forgiveness, knowing that this world doesn't understand what we do. We serve a God who is forgiving. He forgave me of my sins, and he can forgive you of yours. Heavenly Father, I thank you Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit fall upon this place, Lord. Lord, help us today. Help me. Lord, remove anything from me that might hinder me from our relationship. Lord, I thank you. Even when I didn't understand, you still forgave. Search me, O God. Don't leave here today if there's things in your heart that you need to get settled with God. I know we have a lot that goes on in this world, a lot that goes on in our lives. There's been many hurt. There's been many pained by somebody. But let us be like Jesus. Let us ask Him to help us be like Him. Where we can say, Father, I forgive them. So let us not miss a moment to share that love and forgiveness that Christ showed us. Because this world doesn't understand. They don't get it. But we do. Let's leave here with joy in our hearts, knowing that we serve a God that is so loving and gracious and kind that I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.